Welcome back to After the Siren, proudly brought to you by the Bendigo Bank. Our next guest is a former Carlton and Frankston Dolphins player who is in charge of the Mornington Peninsula team next Saturday in the VFL Country Championships. And he joins us now. John Hines, welcome to After the Siren.
Thanks for having me, Neil.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks, buddy. We've just spoken for a while, actually, to the great Hawk man himself, and Gary Buchanan. So he spoke about next Saturday's big game, and you've been down there training at Frankston Park. So what are your thoughts, mate?
Business week. A fair bit of effort and time put in by not just the coaches, I suppose, but the players as well. So it's good that it's finally come around and we get the opportunity to run out next week on the G and put our best foot forward.
Well, it's certainly a chance of a lifetime for anyone to get an opportunity to run out at the home of footy, mate, the MCG, the People's Ground. It's not going to get much better than that next Saturday, is it?
No, certainly, mate. Look, I was just going through the list earlier in the week and just sort of curious as to how many might have even played on the G, and there might only be, sort of four or five that have ever stepped foot on the ground to play. So it's a tremendous opportunity and something I'm sure the boys will remember forever.
Well, you've been very committed, and the talk has been with Toey. You know, I've been tuning into his program with you each Saturday morning, mate, just listening in. And, you know, your preparation has been first class, going right back to January. So yourself and your assistants in Paul Hopgood and Gavin Artico and John Giorgio, you know, I suppose the buy-in is the one thing that from the last experience with against the GFL, you didn't have that last time.
No, look, it was slightly rushed preparation, I suppose, last time we played them, but certainly over the last couple of years we've been able to gain a bit of momentum in terms of keeping the same guys in, a good core group of players involved, and the experiences we've had, obviously winning the last couple of years, both up at Albury against Ovens and Murray in 2015, and last year against Northern Footy League down at Rye. The momentum sort of carried itself through. But it is a fair bit of preparation, and us as coaches get the chance or the opportunity, I suppose, to go and watch footy each week and try to pick our best talent. But it really doesn't go any further unless the players buy in. And they've certainly done that this year. I haven't had to try too hard to get them involved, mate, as you can imagine, mate. The opportunity to play in the G, as I mentioned earlier, it's certainly got the senses running, and everyone's sort of keen to get out the next week.
Absolutely. Well, you did mention some AFL experience. Well, surely Aaron Edwards would be one, and Luke Tapscott, but they've certainly got the AFL experience, and I know they're certainly part of the boys who have bought in. And as you mentioned a couple of weeks ago, the YC club's always been well represented, and Kyle Hutchinson and. So you've got some great names there from our competition, haven't you? Like Shane McDonald's another one, Tim Bongetti?
Yeah, look, certainly. As I mentioned, mate, you don't get this opportunity, not only to play on the ground, but also just the opportunity to play off that number one spot. That doesn't come around very often. So, you lose this, you go back to 3 and 4. It could be a couple of years to get back. And I think the players realise that, and the players seem to have a real passion for their competition, which is great. But we've got a really good representation from all our top-end talent this year. I'm really excited by the possibilities that lie ahead. It's not going to be an easy week selection-wise. It's going to be a headache, to be honest, in terms of there's going to be a lot of really good players miss out. But we've said all along that's going to give us our best chance of winning.
Oh, that's fair enough too. And you've got as you said, it's nice to have a hard job ahead of you to pick the actual guys who make the final squad. The wash-up from today's round, mate, injury-wise?
Injury-wise, we're so good so far. I did ask all the players just to get back to me after today's game and, let me know how they pulled up. And so as we speak, the phone sort of far so good, which is great. Yeah, as I mentioned, we've got great depth. Yeah, so I just hope everyone pulls up okay, and like I say, we can pick from the very best.
I was listening to Toey's program again this morning, John, and talking about the coach, your opposition coach, in Jeremy Dyer, and there's Tony Armstrong and Jackson Sherringham and Jason Davenport's names were mentioned as, you know, good solid players who'll be fronting up again next week. How will you approach the game?
Look, we've done as much sort of research, I suppose, and homework on the opposition as we can. We've watched some video of last year's game. I suppose the difficulty lies in the change in personnel. Geelong Footy League only named their squad sort of Monday, you know, sort of almost 2 weeks ago. So it's been a little bit difficult trying to get a gauge on the same type of player or who was in their list last year. So they've got 10 guys in their list this year that were in last year's team, the team that beat the Eastern Footy League. But there's a really high turnover from what I can gather. They've kind of got quite a few under 19 or 19 year olds in their squad. So, you know, we're sort of looking at that thinking that they're going to be trying to get a really young, fresh group that can run and carry the footy. And we'll certainly have to counter that. Structurally, we're just going to have to make sure we get the mix right at selection. And there's going to be a balance between experience and youth, and also, you know, bigger bodies as opposed to the running carry types or the quicker types. So we've got our work cut out, but, you know, we certainly think that we're in a good position.
Well, the Peninsula Sharks are in a very good position, mate. It's a 50-50 contest, as it is every week. But to go out there on the MCG this time next Saturday, you'll know by this time next week, mate, where you stand as far as the number one spot across the state of Victoria. So it's a pretty big carrot, isn't it, the incentive?
Yeah, it certainly is. As I mentioned, it's the competition you're playing and Peninsula footy. You know, we've got a really good product, a really good level of footy that we all should be very proud of. And that's not just people involved in any league, but certainly back to clubs and people at club level, and even ones that aren't affiliated with any competition. If they can go and watch a game of local footy on a Saturday, they should be, you know, super proud that we've got the level of footy we have. I'd really looking forward to the opportunity next week to put our best foot forward, and certainly playing for that number one spot. I think it not only helps, I suppose, drive the brand of our competition, but it also it helps clubs with recruiting and all that type of thing as well in the long term. So the club support's been fantastic, and hopefully we can repay that support and come out with a win next week.
Well, for those who aren't aware of what's going on next Saturday night, it's the actual Geelong Footy League versus the Mornington Peninsula League is going to be played before the big Geelong Essendon clash. So I think you're playing around about the 3:30 mark. Is that right? 2:30?
Well, I think we're actually going to be starting at 3:00. So we'll finish quite a bit before the AFL main game. Give the obviously the main guys a chance to warm up on the ground, but hopefully that gives our supporters and certainly people that have got an interest in it an opportunity to, you know, maybe watch our game and head out for a bite to eat, come back and watch the main game or, you know, whatever their fancy. But yeah, look, it'll be great to get as many people there as we can next week and get a bit of support going. Geelong hadn't been beat for 6 or 7 years, so we're certainly going to need as much help and support as we can. Look forward to getting out there next week.
Good on you, John. Well, look, we really appreciate your time. We know you're pressed, and with your business as well, the Utopian Homes, mate, going great guns. It's obviously to make our time for us today, we're very grateful, mate. So good luck for next week, and on behalf of everyone on the Peninsula and here at RPP, we really hope that the Peninsula Sharks can accommodate themselves well and play to the best of their potential.
Thanks very much for having me, Neil. I appreciate your time, buddy.
Good on you, mate. You take care.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, John. That was the interleague coach for next week's big game against the Geelong Footy League, John Hines. Okay, now, what do you think about that, Peter?
Exciting times for a group of players heading up the MCG, and it'd be great for Toey and Vossi to call the game as well up there, so they're the host broadcaster. So they'll have a great time up at the MCG next week. And look, I believe he's picking from 55 players, so he's got a tough job in front of him for the next couple of days to get that side settled down and ready to go. So, but all the best, and I think...